Bienvenidos al canal del marketing. Mi nombre es Julio Roldós y estoy encantado de estar con todos vosotros otra vez. Hoy tenemos un invitado especial que es Joseph Keller de Friendly Automate. Él ha venido a hablar con nosotros acerca de una herramienta que estamos utilizando mucho que es Mautic y bueno, vamos a poder aprender muchos comentarios y muchas cosas que nos va a decir Joey acerca de esta herramienta que está utilizando él para él mismo y para sus clientes. Así que le vamos a dar la bienvenida a Joseph. Welcome, Joseph. Many thanks to visit us here in our YouTube podcast.
Thank you, Julio. Thanks for the invitation. I'm really glad to be here.
Okay, thank you very much. We were commenting before beginning our interview with Joey that this was going to be as much as casual as we can. We are going to share opinions and we are going to comment about the different possibilities, chances and things that Joey can share with us about Mautic. So he also has prepared a presentation to make an approach of what he's going to talk about. So I'll release the power to you directly. So once you want to begin the presentation, just inform me and I will put it through the screen, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Okay. Yeah, so we talked a little bit about Mautic previously as a great newsletter tool. And many of our customers, and I guess your customers or the viewers, also use Mautic or maybe another newsletter tool. And the sole purpose of using it might be emailing. And very often we see that people don't know all the problems or pitfalls what emailing can represent. Because once you start to send in large amounts, you can experience some problems that are really hard to recover from. And we use especially Mautic because Mautic has such a great features which helps us to be a better emailer. And last year on the Mauticon 2020, I also had a presentation about how to be a better emailer. And today I'm gonna just take a couple of the key points of this presentation. I don't know, Julio, how is it with your customers? Is the emailing always easy or you have sometimes problems?
Well, as I have commented to you, I am pretty new with Mautic. I have worked with email marketing since 1995, I think, so many times before. But it's true that this new way of working with emails is completely different. I have worked with many tools, paid tools, another free ones also as well, but it's not the same as with Mautic because what I have realized, first of all, is the big chance that Mautic gives to you to make a follow-up of everything what is going to make your customer with that email, with the links and whatever, with the contents that you can offer. I think that Mautic, pretty well used, can give you more information of the customers that the customers has himself, you know?
But exactly. So the customization options. Yes. Yeah. 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 So you can be more customized, more personal. And I've been also doing internet as well. I mean, online marketing for a very long time, not as long as you, but I also witnessed how it's changing in the past years. And it's more and more going to the direction where the engagement is the most important. So if you have a good content and you can have personalized content, people will open. It's a different content. So it's not just like one email and you send to 100,000 people, but it's customized, then you actually can land in the inbox, or how we say, you can inbox.
Yes, correct.
Okay, maybe we can go to the presentation then.
Okay, perfect.
You have and yeah. Okay, so what I want to talk about today is really just a short version of of a big story, which means how to get your emails into an inbox, because it depends on so many things. And one of the things is the technical background, what you have. And when you use any provider who is offering you Mauric, or if you are doing it yourself, you should watch these things. So there are certain things what you have to watch in order to even have the chance to land into the inbox. This here on the right side, you see what MailChimp is saying, how much your open rate should be. Depending on the industry, it can be 15% for e-commerce, up to 27% for other brands, but this should be your target. If you lower than this, then you really have to check some of the settings and maybe think about the recommendations what I'm having here. So number one requirement is to set up a proper authentication. That means that in your domain settings, you set up SPF, DKIM, and DMARC. And if you don't know what those things are, I'm not going to go into it. It basically just that your sending partner, let's say Amazon SES, yes, is you are allowing them to send in your name, and that should be set up properly. There are a bunch of tutorials on the internet regarding this. It's not rocket science. Right. You should also have a good IP reputation. So if you're working with Amazon SES, that's usually given, but there are many other providers, and it happens that, you know, some providers need more money than others, and they would just give you the worst worst IP addresses just to make some extra money. So you can always check this. There are also free tools on the internet where you can check what's your IP reputation right now. It's usually a number from 1 to 100. I know Amazon SES, which I'm using, or SendGrid, also Elastic Email, they have from 95 to 100. So it's very good. Mm-hmm. If you are self-hosting, you need a reverse DNS setting. But I hope you're not self-hosting, because that's really big trouble. And then you have to watch your domain reputation. So that one you can watch, for example, in the Google Postmaster tool. The domain reputation is giving you like an idea how good your domain name is. Now, the domain name is in every email, because where your Mautic is installed, it will have a footprint. So all the images, all the redirect links are hard-coded for you. Even if you send from another domain, it will be the Mautic domain where you installed your Mautic. So it should have a good reputation. And yeah, the next thing, proper email headers, that's kind of given in Mautic. Many people don't know that you can send two type of messages in Mautic. The one of them is a regular email, which is just a one-to-one email. And that's what you send when you are triggering a campaign action as email sending. And that's a personal email. And if you're sending the segment email, that's like a newsletter. It's also known as bulk email. And if you send a newsletter, you have a bulk attribute in your emails. Yes. So you will start negatively in the eyes of Gmail, for example. But if you send a campaign email, it will be not having this bulk, because it's more like a personal email. So you always have better chance to inbox with a campaign than with a segment email. Okay, the last one, do not lie. That, yeah, it's many people don't know it. Actually, I only knew it because of the forums. So if you're using Mauric, then go to the Mauric forums. It's lots of very good information there. And you can also share your ideas and help others. And do not lie, that means if you, for example, you register to Amazon SES, yeah, you get out from the sandbox, which is not so easy. And they ask you, what are you using your email for? Don't lie, because they will check it later and they will kick you out. So that's just like a personal idea from me. So that's one thing. So you have all these technical settings. Get that right. Read the body. And that should be your starting point before you even start sending. Or if you have a bad email results, maybe check your technical setup one more time. So love your list. What does it mean? Your list is the most important thing in the whole thing, how your list is set up. So it's very important that you treat your list very, very nicely. So never buy lists and never rent a list and never scrape. And why is that? Because if you are doing this, you will get spam traps, you will get honeypots. Those are email addresses left for you to scrape, and spam filters left it for you. So if you send to that email, they know that you didn't subscribe. And we noticed it by many customers who have scrape lists that they were fine until one point, and they started to use the scrape list, and the statistics just went down. From one day to the other, they landed on blacklist and they could not inbox anymore. So that's why the first thing is a big no-no. About contract building list, of course, you can post a job on Upwork that we will build a list for you, but you never know really how they're building the list. Maybe they're just scraping it. Recycling list means when you use a list for purposes what is not allowed by that certain user. So they subscribe for one topic and then you just start to send them other things. It's irrelevant. They won't like it, and eventually they will unsubscribe or push the spam report button, which is very bad for you.
This is a real problem, the matter of the list, because many times customers want you to work with the magic list of emails that they have from some place with a lot of thousands of emails. But the matter is that, as you say, scraping is unfortunately very useful and makes that your double opt-in policy that you are trying to apply in order to ensure that the emails are correct is falling down. No, and you may have problems with Amazon.
Correct.
Or Mailgun or whatever. It's a real problem.
Yes, and as a provider, it's very hard to have this conversation. Like, you know, you go to the customer and they say, yeah, you know, I have the cleanest list ever. My list is only triple opt-in. You know, and maybe they just got it from the last job where they quit, just copied the emails and that's it. So it's very, very easy to slip. And the other thing is that what we noticed, if you are working together with a big company where the person who runs the newsletter is not responsible for the company itself, you know, just have to send the newsletters. And then the CEO of the company paid thousands of euros for lists. And you can tell him that, hey, sorry, but these lists are not good. He will be like, sorry, I paid for it, so you send on it. And sometimes the less is more. And I will talk about that actually in a moment. Yes. So about the key performance indicators. And this is Amazon specific, but it's working for the whole industry. So let's say your bounce rate should be under 5%. I'm not familiar with your viewers, Julio, so should I go into what bounce rate is, or people should know?
Well, we have some bounces, but we really avoid most of it because you always use double opt-in, you know, at least.
Okay, so that's the best way, yeah.
Yes. In my campaigns,
that's the best way. Okay. And that also keeps the spammers out. So it's good. So that should be 5%. Complaint rate, 0.1%. So 1 in 1,000. That's not too much. So you should try to do that. And you can see it in Amazon. I mean, it's they're showing it.
Yes, yes. I am really, really happy. Okay. The scraping that you were mentioning before is the kind of email marketing I was performing in 1995. You know, when you are buying email databases and sending through some software that they were existing in the past, no? But nowadays, this is...
Yeah, just right. Running on your PC, no?
Yes, yes. Every night, like okay, till tomorrow, he's going to be throwing emails, no? All night, throwing emails that they are not going to any place, but you are very successful because you have sent... 3,000 emails to anybody, you know, a very good policy.
But now it used to be like that, yes.
You cannot do that now anymore.
You cannot do that anymore, no. No. So if you scrape, I'm not judging anyone. I'm fine with that.
Fine,
just
okay.
Should be just should be honest about it, because you can use services. I took your email oversight. There is a bunch of services like that. So what they're going to do is you load up your list. This is a script list here, okay? Mm-hmm. So we verified 5,000 emails. From that, 2,700 were okay. The rest, undeliverable, 44%. And we had 55 spam traps, 22 complainers, and 2 unknown. So it was suggested to us that we only use this 2,700. This is kind of report you get from email oversight. And then you just export the list of the best people. So if you have a bad list, just clean it before if you need to. And you're still going to be fine.
I agree with that. Yes, correct. Yes.
And it's also very good quality to have a double opt-in and single opt-out. So make it hard to opt-in and make it easy to opt-out. And this is usually the opposite what people want. But believe me, this is going to lead to better results on the long run. So these are...
Because many people, many customers say, no, I don't want to make them very easy to go to get out. But if you put too many steps to get out, this people is going to get angry and never is going to come back, surely.
Yes. Yeah. And you don't want angry people, because angry people will push the complaint button and you don't want complainers.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. I just have a couple more slides here about Mautic itself, like why automation is superior to simple email sending. Mm-hmm. There is one thing. So when you are sending an email, let's say this is here all your day, and you send like 20 different emails, one in the morning like this, the other one in the daytime. So these are your personal emails. Throughout the day, you send some, okay? Yes. So that's acceptable for Gmail, for example. That's a pattern what the spam filters like. They will let you through. So when you bulk, this is how it looks when you're sending bulk, yeah? Non-stop, one topic, bam, 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 all the emails the same. It's also not the best because it's very easy to recognize. Now, if you're using automation, that means, let's say you have 3 or 4 or 10, whatever, different campaigns, which are started by different segments and different contacts qualify for different campaign. And this is going all day, basically. So you have a very various output. So what the spam filter sees is this. It looks like somebody is sending a bunch of personal emails.
Yes.
And this is helping you to actually inbox a lot better.
This is much better than the other image of the blocks, of course.
Exactly, because it really looks like, you know, personal. Somebody sending lots of personal emails. So this is a little bit complicated, but the point is that by using Mautic, you can use spin tags. So you can create part of the email, which is changing all the time. And this way you can have really unique letters. I'm using the Tweak plugin, but there is a bunch of plugins for that. This is an example here from one of our clients. They are selling bath bowls and soap and stuff, and they made personas from their contacts, so they exactly know who has a bath. And if someone doesn't have a bath, they will not send them irrelevant information, because these bath bowls you can only use in the bath. So and those who have a bath will have this kind of stuff. So Mautic helps you to segment better, so you can send more relevant information. And you can also do dynamic content, which is one of my favorites. So you can say that, for example, you can set different variations and always the right filter here will be shown for that certain contact email.
You have a very nice example of dynamic content related with films. You have a video related with dynamic content related with the cinema, offering different kind of films, horror or whatever, and it's completely dynamic.
Yeah.
I saw it, I think that it was...
Yeah, so you can...
10 or 15...
It's a very good... Yeah, it's... You refer to a marketing automation show, my video series,
yes,
right?
Correct, correct, yes.
That's the name. Yeah. So there I was showing that you just need to make one email, which has all the different information in it. Like it's a newsletter for movie lovers. You can make one block for horror, one block for whatever comedy, and another one for science fiction. And based on what people like, just the right text will be visible. That's, it's very similar to this one, but that's a video how I'm showing how to do that.
Yes.
And agree, the third case is
we can put the URL.
Thank you. Sure. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, I go into this very deep explaining topics in my videos, try to be very, very detailed and showing examples. So if you are stuck somewhere, maybe it can help you. So this is an actual test we made with one of our clients. What you can see here is the openers are the green ones, and the people who never opened, they are the red ones. And we always sent it together. Well, not us, but one of our clients sent it always together. So the average opener rate was 20%. And then we just sent to the people who never open, and we had a 5% open rate. Why is that? That is because the spam filters are opening it. So you get some kind of response, even if there is no response. But then we took it apart and we said, okay, we don't want to send to those who don't open because it's useless. So let's just send to those who are openers. We send less, but we resulted in a lot higher average rate. And from time to time, we were sending to both. And we noticed that the openers can actually pull up the reputation of the whole send, and you can push more emails into the inbox of the non-openers as well. So this is a very good way of raising your open rates in general.
So what you mean is that it's a very good idea to segregate openers with non-openers, and even you have the same campaign, but to send them separately.
You should send to non-openers less often.
Fine.
You know, because separate it, and let's say here we sent every third one, we sent to the non-openers because we didn't want to bother them every time. And that resulted in overall better results. Right. It's always good to, but what's another trick? You can send first to your openers and then to the non-openers right away. And this way, what happens is that you will have these openers will build up very good temporary sender score for you for that one send. And then your non-openers will come, and that will last a little bit still. So you will manage to get more in the inbox.
Fine. Understood. It's a good point also.
Yeah, so you can segment. Yeah, you can segment the non-openers like this. So email read count is greater than zero. Those are the openers. So open any email. Also have the clickers, like for example here. This is a very sophisticated one with Marik. It's a little bit tricky. So you can say URL from email equals yes. That means they clicked on something. And then you choose unsubscribe email equals to no and bounce no. And this way you have the list of people who didn't unsubscribe, didn't bounce, and yet clicked on something. It's just tight.
Okay. Yes, because I am segmenting this kind of users, but only based in the activity. You know, if they are active, I have one segment. For example, for the last 30 days, if they are active, I have it segmented, but not specifically with the opening of the emails. It's a good idea to have them segregated in openers and non-openers separately.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, this is the activity 30 days, what you mentioned. It's, I guess it's the same for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. It's the same.
I think I have two more, which is connected to points, because Mautic lets you to do points. This is if you are working with big lists and you want to, like, it's, let's say it's a cold list and you want to filter out the people who can be interested, and you want to do it this way, that you push in the big list, do some kind of campaign to see if they're interested at all, and then delete everyone who didn't open. So how I am doing it, I'm giving them certain points. Let's say I'm giving them, I don't know, 30 points. And then I send them the email. Every time they're not opening, I am deducting the points. And if they reach zero, I threw them out. That's called sunset policy. The other one is, and by the way, the sunset policy, the big CEOs don't like it because they want to keep all the contacts.
But the problem is that perhaps for me, I had the experience 2 weeks ago only with one campaign that many people were opening emails, downloading contents or whatever, and they began to increase the amount of points, no? But later on, when you are thinking that they are really prepared to make an offer or whatever, they are not going, they haven't done anything. They haven't bought or they haven't followed what you were expecting from them, no? So we didn't take the points, and now this customer is facing he's having a lot of customers with a lot of points that they are nothing, that they are not doing nothing. So, but because he didn't want it to take out the points, I think it's very important to assume that one customer is not interested, take the points, and if you have to take it out, it's better to take it out and put another one that is going to work properly, no?
Correct, yeah, I completely agree. Actually, the last one is about the lead scoring, where you can do this dynamically as well in the background. So you can set up something like that if someone, for example, checks out your pricing and spends their 5 minutes at least, then you are giving the points. So it's not, you're not doing the point giving in the campaigns, because that can be sometimes misleading, but just set up this overall rules. Of course, this does not work but for big websites, so you cannot do that, but it works great for small websites. So yes. I can just recommend this.
It's very good. I haven't think about this one, but it's very good idea.
Yeah, this is all I wanted to show when it comes about emails and have the best practices regarding emailing and how to improve your emailing and inboxing in general.
Okay, I think the ideas you have shown us are pretty good. I think that many people that is used to work with another kind of tools may be thinking that they are not being allowed or prepared, or the tools that they are using are not ready for do this kind of things. So it's a good chance to invite them to know about Mautic, to learn a little bit more, because it's a very good tool, it's a very good alternative. And the only main thing, and very important, that we have commented also with Ruth in the interview we made her, is that the main important thing when you decide to use Mautic is that you have to know that you are the responsible of the platform and the maintenance and all that, no? But the powerful that has this tool is really very big. It's very, very big.
I mean, it's not only that you are responsible, but I think the best constellation can be that someone is like, you can do it yourself. Of course, you can host it yourself. I think it's better to come to a provider, like, for example, in your case, that someone comes to you, but they will still own their own data. Like, they will still have the data will belong to them, not to you. If you go to MailChimp, the data belongs to MailChimp. Like, you can, of course, you can export your lists and everything. But in that moment, when MailChimp, for example, kicks you out, yeah, you can export the lists, but there is no further steps for you. You have to build something from zero. In case of Mautic, it's your own list. So you can just put everything back into another Marik if you want to. And also, when you are sending with another provider, some of them are not even allowed in, or will be not allowed soon in Europe anymore, because it's a third-party service and they have certain, you know, American servers involved and right. and practices what is not liked. And if you're self-hosting Marik or choosing a host like you, then it will be always confirmed because the data and everything is actually yours. Yeah. So it's not like you are giving it out to someone, but you own it, just someone is managing it for you. So I like this approach a lot better.
Yes, and another thing that I agree with you, but there is something else about this difference, and is that, for example, the data is the, of course, is the main part of the, is the result of all your job, let's say, but the core of everything, the campaigns, the email chains, the logic of all your strategy, once another platform kicks you out, you are losing it because you are not going to be able to export it. So if you go to another place, you will have to make everything again. And for example, in case you...
That is correct, at the moment.
Yes, at the moment. But for example, if in Mautic you decide for the, let's say one customer says, I want to stop because I don't want to work more for 2 years, let's say, okay, you can make a backup of everything and stop everything, but 2 years later, you can begin again if you want. And the logic is still there because you
have everything.
You have everything there. Otherwise, you have to...
That is a big difference, yeah.
Most surely that 2 years, I have put an example of 2 years, exaggerating, no? It's obviously that 2 years later, you have made in the past, you have to update a lot of things, no? But it's the matter that everything you are putting there, all the logic, all the strategies, everything is lost completely, and not in Mautic. In Mautic, it's yours, and is with your provider or in your own server, depends on how are you going to work.
Yeah, and the other aspect with Marik is that you know what's in there, so nobody else is using your data. That's only belongs to you, and you know how the software works because it's open source, so you can check it, and other people can do it for you at any point. So if you start self-hosting, somebody can take it over, or you start maybe hosting with the provider, that's fine. If you want later, you can self-host it too, if you feel strong enough for that, or smart enough for that, or educated enough. So that's also good. But I think the bottom line is that if it's your data, you should own it. That's why I'm not really a big fan of Facebook, because I always think that when I do anything on Facebook, that's just going to make Mark Zuckerberg richer. And I think that email is a very good, is a very good way of owning your own data with owning the email lists. It's your people. You're responsible for them.
It's true. This every time you put a photo or something, you are putting also a coin in his pocket.
Yeah.
You
know? it's right.
Yes. Okay, Joey. I think we have shared a pretty interesting information with all the people is hearing us. I thank you very much, you to come to El Canal del Marketing to talk about the things. I think we are going to meet sooner in the Mautic conference, so I will be hearing and following you. At the same time, it could be great if you can comment us shortly about your show, because you have a lot of information to share, and surely many people will be interested in knowing about your show.
Yeah, well, thanks again for being that I could be here in El Canal de Marketing, Julio. And so my show is, by the way, if you look for the Marketing Automation Show, you can find me there or on my website, joeykeller.com, or just on the forum. I help you out if you have any problems. And see you at the Mautic conference in 2001 next, hopefully.
Okay. Then we will finish today. I hope we can share another interview in some time to continue talking about these things, because we are trying to promote Mautic here, at least in Spain, and is talking Spanish talking people, no? So I am sure that we are going to, with your help and with Ruth and all the people of the community of Mautic that is cooperating, we will be promoting the knowledge regarding Mautic and everything related with email marketing, email automation, marketing automation, and everything we can do with Mautic. So thank you very much for visiting us, to cooperate with us, and we hope to see you soon here again. Okay?
Sounds good, thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay. Well, amigos, esto ha sido todo por hoy. Esperamos que la información que nos ha dejado Joy haya sido de interés para todos. Vamos a dejar aquí abajo del vídeo los links del show de que tiene Joy con toda la información. Realmente tiene un contenido excepcional relacionado con Mautic, que os sugiero que lo consultéis. Como dijo también, está en el foro de Mautic para ayudar a aquellos que estén interesados, y queremos agradecer mucho que nos haya querido ayudar y que esté siempre dispuesto. La verdad que es un placer. Y bueno, os animamos a seguir este canal, darle al me gusta, suscribirse al canal, darle a la campanita, como siempre decimos, ¿no? Y nos vemos en el próximo episodio, y muchísimas gracias.